This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the key southeastern state of Georgia on Saturday to campaign for two Republican senators running against Democratic challengers in a January runoff election. Because of a close vote in the November general election, the Georgia runoff will decide which party controls the Senate. Trump used his time in the spotlight to repeat his claims of widespread voter fraud. He insisted to his audience, "You know, we won Georgia." Democrat Joe Biden, a former vice president to Barack Obama, unofficially won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes out of about 5 million cast. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. The Washington Post reports that hours before his trip to Georgia, the president called Republican Governor Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, to call a special session of the state legislature to get lawmakers to override the vote results. The Associated Press reports the governor refused. For the third day in a row, the United States on Saturday recorded a record number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours. Saturday's total reached nearly 230,000 new infections, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In that same stretch, the U.S. recorded 2,527 COVID-related deaths. The United States is the country with the most coronavirus cases and the most deaths in the world. It has seen a dramatic resurgence in its epidemic in recent weeks. U.S. health officials warned of a surge after millions of Americans traveled to celebrate last week's Thanksgiving holiday, despite pleas from authorities to stay home. For 2 weeks, the U.S. has regularly topped 2,000 deaths per day, as it had in the spring, at the height of the first wave of the country's outbreak. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Hong Kong court ruling has strengthened calls to establish an independent mechanism for complaints against the police. The ruling comes amid intense outcry at home and abroad over alleged arbitrary arrests and excessive police use of force. Hong Kong police have been criticized for their actions during widespread anti-government protests that gripped Hong Kong last year. Officers used tear gas, water cannons, pepper spray, and batons to disperse the protesters. On November 29th, the Court of First Instance ruled in favor of the Hong Kong Journalist Association, saying the existing system is inadequate for investigating complaints against the police violations of the city's Bill of Rights on torture and cruel treatment. The court also said police violated Hong Kong's Bill of Rights by failing to require anti-riot officers to display their numbered badges during the protests. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the street of Paris, on the streets of Paris on Saturday, as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back with tear gas. The demonstrations rose over the beating of a black man, music producer Michel Ziclair, by several police officers. Thousands of Parisians had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted. They were trying to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to reject a draft security law that they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. The beating incident was captured on closed-circuit television and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins. Those postings might have been rendered illegal by the proposed new law. Violent clashes broke out between protesters and police at a similar protest last week. Ziclair recently told the New York Times that the beating took place November 21st as he entered his music studio. He said he'd forgotten to wear his face mask, meant to protect against coronavirus transmission. Ziclair said three officers came after him without a verbal warning. Security camera video of the incident shows the police officers punching and kicking Ziclair, who did not fight back. The Paris prosecutor's office says the beating went on for 6 minutes. Post-Brexit trade discussions between the United Kingdom and the European Union will resume today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke by phone Saturday. Afterward, they issued a joint statement. They said progress has been achieved in many areas, but they also highlighted three areas of division: fishing rights, British exports to the EU, and how future disputes would be settled between the two entities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.